And now back to more economic news. Just out 5 minutes ago, the GDP shrank 1% in the second quarter. To tell us more about what that means, we're now joined by Dan Gross, columnist for Newsweek and Slate.com. Thank you, Dan.
Good morning.
So we found out just 5 minutes ago that the GDP only shrank 1%. That's actually better than the prediction that we got from Lakshman earlier in the program. What do you say about this?
Well, in order for the economy to start growing again, it has to stop falling at a the pace it was, which was negative 6% almost in the fourth quarter of 2008 and first quarter of 2009. And what this is a sign of is that there's these natural self-correcting mechanisms in the economy that we're working off those excesses, but also that huge intervention that we saw last fall with the Federal Reserve and continuing with the stimulus package is working in the sense that it is stopped the rate of decline.
So do you believe that the TARP was essential to this recovery?
I think it was essential to the stabilization. And I think this is the big misnomer. There was this sense when we were selling the TARP and those bailouts and all the stuff the Fed was doing that if we do this, we'll go back to the good times of 2006, 2007, when money is basically free and everyone's having a great party. The reality is that they were just trying to avert Armageddon. The system was in full meltdown mode, and it took this huge amount of resources just to get it to stop melting down. That's what we've done so far. The challenge is now how we get back to a path of sustainable growth.
Dan, on the pain question, people who are actually feeling the recession, we've got a pretty interesting statistic. The employment costs have risen by the lowest amount on record for the 12 months ending in June. That relates to wages and people in the real economy, right?
Well, that's all about supply and demand. There is a large number of people who are looking for work. The unemployment rate is 9.5%, highest it's been in a generation. And you add in all the people who are working part-time but want to be working full-time. There is vast underutilization of sort of human capital in this economy. And so if you are a employer and you're hiring somebody, you don't feel the need to sort of boost somebody's wages, right? You have the pick of the litter now.
So the GDP is sort of a big amorphous thing that the average person doesn't necessarily really feel. When is the average person listening to our broadcast going to feel this recession that you said very boldly on the cover of Newsweek is over?
Yes, we said we boldly proclaimed the recession over and then had an asterisk saying good luck surviving the recovery. We had a jobless recovery the last time we had a recession. Remember that it ended in November 01, but we continued to lose jobs through the middle of 2003. Economists think we're looking at something similar. GDP is a technical calculation involving, how much imports came down and exports went up and revisions to certain calculations that were made before. For most people, of course, it has to do with whether they have a job, whether their neighbor has a job. Economists are generally projecting that the unemployment rate will continue to rise, perhaps linger at 10% through next year, and maybe only in the second half of 2010 will we really start to see the unemployment rate come down. We need to create about 140,000 jobs a month to get the unemployment rate to go down. We're still losing jobs.
Well, we'll certainly be keeping our eye on that number. Dan Gross, thanks for joining us. Columnist for Newsweek and Slate.com.
Thank you.
Coming up, Julia Child, Top Chef, and Michael Pollan on The Takeaway.